your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 58. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight, 27. 51 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 54.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau, in comments submitted to the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers, says the proposed changes to the Waters of the U.S. rule would reintroduce burdensome federal regulations for agriculture. Michael Clements has more.
The American Farm Bureau Federation submitted comments Monday to the Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers regarding proposed changes to the Waters of the U.S. rule. Courtney Briggs, Farm Bureau Senior Director of Congressional Relations, explains the details of the comments.
We highlighted the problems with this proposed rule, which range from the incredibly vague terms that they are using to establish jurisdiction to the claim that they made about this rule having zero impact on the regulated community. And we spent a fair amount of time talking about the many benefits of the Navigable Waters Protection Rule and the importance of the exclusions and exemptions, particularly prior converted cropland.
Briggs says the proposed changes would be harmful for farmers and ranchers.
This proposal would greatly expand the federal government's reach over private property. And in particular, it would allow the agencies to regulate ephemeral features, ditches, low spots on a farm field. So it's incredibly concerning that federal protections and federal compliance will be associated with a low spot in a farm pasture.
With the comment period closing, the EPA and Army Corps now turn their attention to finalizing the rule.
I would anticipate that we see a finalized rule sometime this year. If you remember back in the summer of last year, the EPA and the Corps said that they would rewrite the WOTUS definition in a two-step process. But it really remains to be seen if the agencies will embark on that step two rulemaking. And finally, most folks who are closely monitoring the WOTUS fight have turned their attention to the Supreme Court because the High Court will be hearing the Sackett case later this year, which may provide an opportunity for the court to draw a bright line of jurisdiction.
Learn more at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Filter days are underway at Heenan's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville. Take advantage of their large selection of farm filters, hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Join them for a complimentary lunch Wednesday, 11 to 2. At Heenan's Automotive, your locally owned and operated Napa parts store in Marysville. Filter days now through February 20th.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating the shooting death of a Jewell County Sheriff's deputy at his home in Mankato. The KBI said in a news release that officers went to the home early Monday after the sheriff's office received two calls from different people about a domestic argument occurring at the home. The responding sheriff's deputy found 27-year-old Colton Koch dead from a gunshot wound. Deputy Koch was a Jewell County Sheriff's deputy for about 2.5 years. An investigation is continuing. A former Kansas high school teacher who admitted being sexually attracted to children was sentenced on Friday. Sean Winfield, 49, was sentenced to 36 months probation, according to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Winfield resigned in July from teaching gifted English and debate at Wichita Northwest High School. A court affidavit said Winfield admitted to being sexually attracted to 11 to 14-year-old children. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and Rush County Sheriff's Office are searching for a black 2006 GMC Envoy in connection with the homicide of 61-year-old Leslie Randa of La Crosse on January 21st. The vehicle has Kansas tag 463-HAE, and the front grille guard is chrome. The SUV was observed in Wichita after Randa was killed. If anyone saw this SUV on January 11th or after, please contact the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME. A homeless man was arrested early this morning in Topeka's Oakland neighborhood after police say he broke into a building that formerly housed a Mexican restaurant and made himself a hamburger and beer for breakfast. The incident was reported around 6:45 this morning at a building that housed the former La Siesta restaurant at 201 Northeast Woodruff Avenue. The man told officers he had been given permission to be inside the building, though a window had been broken out to gain entry. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Hall County authorities say a Grand Island man died when he fell into a baler at work. Sheriff's Captain T.J. Aaron said deputies were called to Mid-Nebraska Disposal Monday afternoon. KSNB reports that when deputies arrived at the plant, about 3 miles west of Grand Island, they found an employee seriously injured after he fell into a baler machine and became stuck. The man died later at a Grand Island hospital. His name has not been released. The sheriff's office said the investigation is ongoing, but foul play is not suspected. A 22-year-old Omaha man is now charged with second-degree murder in the death of an Oklahoma man. Oklahoma police say charges were upgraded Tuesday against Nolan King in the death of 41-year-old Rodney Pettit of Lawton, Oklahoma. Police say Pettit was assaulted late Saturday at the Parliament Pub in Omaha's Old Market District. He died on Monday. King is also charged with use of a weapon that is not a firearm. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum Service, Maximum Value, Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Volunteers with RSVP of Northeast Kansas are offering free income tax preparation assistance for low to moderate income individuals, families, and senior citizens. RSVP volunteers will help with the basic tax returns. Because of COVID-19, they will offer tax assistance by mail or drop-off only again this season. Those who have had taxes prepared in the past should receive information in the mail. If you did not receive a mailing or you have not participated, stop by the RSVP office at 813 Broadway or give them a call at 785-562-2154. The Low-Income Energy Assistance Program is a federally funded program that helps eligible households pay a portion of their home energy costs by providing a one-time-per-year benefit. The application period is open through March 31st. In order to qualify, applicants must meet several requirements. For additional information, contact the Marysville office at 785-562-5338. A soil health workshop is planned in Seneca this Friday. Ryan O'Neill was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. He's with Glacial Hills RCD and talks about the workshop plans.
Yeah, so basically it's just a free soil health workshop to learn about the benefits of soil health on your farm. Topics to include everything from an introduction to companion cropping, cover crops, native pollinator strips, and some more events.
Glacial Hills also coordinates the RAPS program. The conservation program is available to producers and landowners. And Ryan O'Neill explains the outline.
You know, that's the thing that we're really focused on with the RAP strategy in the Turtle Creek watershed. And it's really to address those water quality issues locally. And the whole goal is to understand what impairments are on your farm and set those goals and actions to meet maybe some of those load reductions needed to reach certain goals on your farm, but also in the watershed as well.
Gail Ann Meyer, age 66, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., will be live-streamed on the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home Facebook page. Burial in the Calvary Cemetery at Wymore. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family, great friends Friday from 6 until 8, with the rosary at 7, at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Gail Meyer. Juanita K. Bush, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Juanita Bush. David L. Anthony, Sr., age 60, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Celebration of life service to be held at a later date, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for David Anthony, Sr. Zoe Tart, age 57, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service is planned at a later date, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Zoe Tart.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Shop RX Drug for Valentine gifts and more. Build your own box of chocolates for your special someone. For the younger folks, they have youth shirts and hats, hair ties, earrings, and bracelets, to mention a few ideas. Cards and gifts for your Valentine and more, convenient for you from RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Another beautiful and very mild day ahead of us with lots of sunshine. Winds will be fairly gusty out of the northwest, between 10 and 20 miles per hour, and gusting as high as 30. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s to mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will be a bit chillier overnight tonight, but still very mild, with lows in the upper teens and upper 20s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 20s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and mid-30s throughout Kansas, and the mid-20s to lower 30s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will be slightly cooler throughout Wednesday, but stay very mild, and these mild temperatures will stick around throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-February, 43, record high on this date, 75. The average low, 20, and the record low, 17, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:26. Sunset this evening, 5:57.
Could cranking up the tunes make a neighborhood less crime-prone? It depends on the tunes. Details are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 9th, the 40th day of 2022. Singer-songwriter Carol King celebrates a birthday, and Johann Strauss's Blue Danube Waltz was introduced in Vienna on this day in 1867. Ever thought of Strauss, Mozart, and Beethoven as modern-day crime fighters? Astonishingly, when classical music was played in some of the most dangerous London underground stations, violent crimes decreased by up to 40%. Police reduced shootings and drug deals in a Florida neighborhood by piping in classical music, and now supermarket chains are finding that it repels gangs and graffiti. You'll still have to watch your wallet in those places, though. For some reason, hearing classical music makes us want to spend more. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Along with the brand new 2021 Buick Enclave Premier and Buick Enclave Essence, the Nordis Motor Company has on trade a 2019 Chevy Traverse, one owner, just 31,000 miles, a 2019 GMC Acadia, 2017 Chevy Equinox Premier, and 2015 Chevy Traverse. It's an all-wheel drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Brandon Mahan scored 12 of his team-high 19 points in the last 5 minutes to help University of Central Florida hold off Wichita State 71-66 last night at Addition Financial Arena. Tyson Etienne scored 17 of his game-high 26 in the second half for WSU, who's now 12-9, 3-6 in the American. The win was UCF's first ever in the series. The Shockers had won all 8 previous meetings, including an 84-79 decision less than 2 weeks ago in Wichita. The Shockers are back home Saturday evening to face South Florida at Charles Koch Arena. Tip-off, 7 o'clock. It'll be broadcast on ESPNU. K-State's Ayoka Lee, among the top 5 nationally in a number of statistical categories, has been named to the midseason team for the 2022 Jersey Mike's Naismith Trophy for Women's Player of the Year and is a candidate for the Lisa Leslie Award, which is given to the top center in women's basketball. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Good morning, this is Kerry at the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're going to have a good run. We'll probably have close to 2,000 head this week. A couple of our featured consignments this week will be 250 head of black steer and heifers that'll be home-raised and a long-time weaned. They'll be coming right off of wheat and weighing 550 to 800 pounds. We'll have 2 loads of mostly black steers here this week that'll be weighing between 850 and 900 pounds. We'll have a group of 70 mixed-colored steers here weighing 8 to 900 pounds, and we'll have a load of mixed steers here weighing 850 to 875. If you want to see a full list of all our consignments this week, you can find that on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any consignments for us or questions you have for us, go ahead and give us a call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, online at eldoradolivestock.com.
Emporia State handed the reigning national champs just their 3rd loss of the season Tuesday night, topping number 2 Northwest Missouri 75-56 in Emporia. Trey Buchanan paced the Hornets with 29 points and 5 assists while drawing 5 charges. Jamari Turner added 20 points and Brendan Van Dyke scored 15. This marks Emporia State's first win over the Bearcats since 2016. Up next for the Hornets, they host Lincoln at 3:30 on February 12th. Fort Hays State men's basketball continues to receive votes in the NABC Top 25 poll. The Tigers received 4 votes in the latest edition released yesterday, the 4th highest listed team among those receiving votes outside the Top 25.
The Fort Hays State women's basketball team moved up once again in the national polls this week, climbing to fourth in both the WBCA Division II coaches poll and the D2SIDA media poll. The Tigers picked up one first-place vote in each poll this week. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
We're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season, and as expected, Twin Valley League basketball is going to be highly contested until the final night. Hello, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. As teams try to earn some key wins down the stretch, the TBL Spotlight will keep you up to date on all of the happenings throughout the league. The TBL Spotlight podcast on KNDYRadio.com.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls' play. Rock Creek beat Marysville 41-22. It was Frankfort over Axtell, 61-39. Valley Heights girls took Lynn, 47-30. Washington County over Blue Valley, 55-29. Hanover girls trimmed Clifton Clyde, 43-31. Centralia beat St. Mary's, 44-39. Wamego girls over Chapman, 55-25. Raleigh County down Concordia, 36-33. Clay Center took Republic County, 58-19. In boys action, Marysville over Rock Creek, 63-48. Frankfort down to Axtell, 39-35. Valley Heights boys beat Lynn, 56-41. Blue Valley over Washington County, 52-40. Hanover boys down Clifton Clyde, 67-53. St. Mary's took Centralia, 92-52. Wamego boys over Chapman, 65-30. Concordia top Riley County, 58-38. And Clay Center beat Republic County, 53-38.
It was a 1-1 split for the Marysville Bulldogs taking on the Rock Creek Mustangs. It was a tough game for the Marysville girl basketball team, losing to the Mustangs 41-22. It was a rough outing offensively on their side, and Madison Lunabon led the way for the Bulldogs with 9 total points, followed up by Lainey Schaefer's 4 on the side of the Mustangs, 12 from Lexi DeWeese, and then Brooklyn Goring with 11 as well. But on the boys' side, it was a much brighter game as they defeated the Rock Creek Mustangs 63-48 with behind a big outing from Willow Toss 19 and Sam Jefferson's 15, 5-7 from the three-point line. Dalton Whitworth with 14 on the side of the Mustangs, and the Grant Dukin with 10. For KNDY, I'm Paxton Gordon.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
The Wagon Wheel will serve a Valentine dinner special Monday, February 14th, featuring your choice of filet mignon, $32, prime rib, $30, or lobster cakes, $28. Each is served with baked potato, green beans, dinner salad, roll, dessert, and a glass of champagne. No reservations required. Join the Wagon Wheel in Marysville Monday, 5 to 9 p.m.
Give your favorite gardener a special gift this Valentine's Day. One that's sure to provide beauty and enjoyment throughout the year. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fill a colorful tin, unique crate, or tool caddy with a few gardener's favorites. Include several green and brown balls of twine for staking plants and other garden tasks. Add some hand tools like a weed knife for weeding, digging, dividing plants, and more. A quality bypass pruner, garden knife, and scissors are always welcome and useful gifts. Show them you care by including gardener soap and hand lotion. And speaking of lotions, add some sunscreen and bug spray. Check out the tinted safety glasses and readers for weeding. Further protect their eyes and skin when gardening by including a wide-brimmed hat. Be sure to add a packet or two of plant tags and a few of their favorite seeds to complete your Valentine gift. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
When
you drive into White Cloud, Kansas, along the banks of the Missouri River, some people will see a ghost town. Others will see a town that is springing back to life. Perhaps both are true at the same time. And if you ask Deb Bryan about what's taking place here, she'll tell you her personal story of helping restore a place to vibrancy. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Deb Bryant has a tie to her community that runs deep.
I graduated from Hiawatha High School, so did my husband. I went to medical school in Omaha. After I completed medical school, I came back home to practice. I did Indian Health Service payback. So I'm a member of the Iowa tribe, and White Cloud's named after my grandfather, Chief Francis White Cloud.
She is speaking of the community of White Cloud, Kansas. But as the years passed, she saw changes that moved her to action.
I was driving through White Cloud on my way to work, and I'd always come here as a kid, and I loved this building, the general store, and I saw it deteriorating.
She was able to purchase the large corner building on White Cloud's main street. She's already done much to the large lower level of the store. It's really something to see. And she's working on the upper level, the old opera house, as it was known, that hosted so many community events. Deb's purchase was a catalyst.
I sought this one. And most everyone else came to me and asked me if they'd buy their buildings after that. I couldn't turn them down because they wanted them saved. I think they think that I can save them, and I've been trying to save everyone.
White Cloud is a small town, but Deb says there's a community here that is rich in history and has much to offer yet for the future. Her goal, and that of others in the area, is to continue the work of making this a place to visit or even call home.
I think that this small town could be so beautiful, and they have actually buildings to save. I want to make it like a destination place to go and spend the day.
In the center of town, there's a monument to an event that took place here that impacted your life. For there's a good chance that you have or once had an item that was inspired by a boy who lived here. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In White Cloud, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Horses have a long hair coat and a layer of fat under their skin as insulation against cold. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. There are times they might need an extra blanket to keep warm as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
My parents have miniature horses. This time of year, they're fat and fluffy with a long hair coat and like to be out in the cold weather despite having a cozy shed to stay in. There are blankets made to help keep horses warm, but most don't need them.
Ann Swinker is an extension horse specialist at Penn State University. She says horses have a natural insulating layer of fat and a thick hair coat to keep them warm. However, there may be times when you're dependent on a blanket to do what nature does. A sick, very young, or very old horse might benefit from the extra protection. Show horses that have their winter coat clipped for showing would too. Swinker says it's very important to make sure you get the right size so it doesn't rub the skin raw if it's too tight or get caught in the hooves if the blanket is too loose. Measure the horse from the point of the shoulders to the point of the rump.
One size isn't always the same, so ask if you could open it up and remeasure the blanket. If you have, let's say, a saddlebred or an Arabian with a level croup, you don't want to get one that's made for a quarter horse with the sloping rump, because it'll be rubbing it back there. So you want to try to pick brands that are made for that type of horse.
If the horse will be turned out in wet weather and it's in mud all the time, make sure the blanket is waterproof.
The bad thing is if that blanket gets wet and it's sitting on the horse wet, now the hair underneath is wet, so the insulation of their hair's gone. The blanket's chilled and it's laying on them. There's no insulation left. You don't want to do that. That's really unhealthy for the horse.
Learn more about blanketing a horse at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at cambridgeplaceseniorcare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
Thank you.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
To limit the risk for a heart attack, Beatrice Community Hospital encourages listeners to eat foods low in saturated fat and cholesterol and exercise 30 to 60 minutes at least 3 times a week. And remember, a healthy heart makes a happy heart. A healthy message from Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
Nothing makes a girl happier than chocolate, and Elsie Grace's in Frankfort has chocolate. Chocolate fudge recipes that are sure to please anyone, by the piece or by the pound, put together your Valentine's favorites. And of course, there's many other gift ideas you can choose from as well at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort.
Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram ask listeners to remember the soldiers who are not able to be home this Valentine's Day. Send a card to those serving this country and let them know you care and that they are always remembered. Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Beatrice, where value meets values. This Valentine's Day, Alfea reminds listeners that a soldier serves knowing that they may not be home for the holidays, and urges everyone to send a card, email, or care package to let soldiers know the United States citizens are thinking of them. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
A new book chronicles an ultra-competitive era in farm tractor manufacturing. Today on Farm to Fork.
SIBO Technologies is focused on scaling regenerative agriculture. That's why we've created a program to remove the risk of starting new regenerative and carbon sequestering farming practices. The program is called SIBO Carbon Bridge, and it's free for corn and soybean farmers who own some or all of the land they farm. SIBO Carbon Bridge pays farmers up to $35 an acre in year one for implementing new regenerative practices. It pays again in years two and three. The idea is to ease the transition into regeneration by rewarding growers for converting to climate-resilient practices that will both improve the soil and help solve climate change. Space and time are limited for this year's program, so growers should act now to sign up and see if they qualify. Learn more at SIBOtechnologies.com/carbon.
Tractor Wars is a new book from Neil Dahlstrom, manager of archives and history at the John Deere Company. Dahlstrom says the story focuses on the early 1900s.
This is very much the transition to smaller gasoline-fueled tractors. Really from around 1908 through the 1920s, a period of time where we went from 6 tractor manufacturers nationwide to as many as 160 plus around 1920, back down to about 30 a decade later. I compared a lot to the dot-com bubble of the 1990s.
Dahlstrom says there were 3 major players at the time.
International Harvester was the largest farm equipment manufacturer in the world. John Deere was primarily a tillage company, which between 1909 and 1912 developed what they called a full line, which means everything that you need to operate your farm. And that's what all manufacturers were scrambling to do. And then you have Henry Ford, whose life dream is to build a farm tractor. He introduces his Model T automobile in 1908. A month later, he says, well, I'm building a farm tractor too. The challenge is it took him 10 years to bring one to the American public.
More tomorrow. Learn more in the meantime from the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation has submitted comments on Monday this week to the Environmental Protection Agency, along with the Army Corps of Engineers, regarding proposed changes to the Waters of the U.S. rule. And Courtney Briggs, with Farm Bureau Senior Director of Congressional Relations, explains the details of the comments they submitted.
We highlighted the problems with this proposed rule, which range from the incredibly vague terms that they are using to establish jurisdiction to the claim that they made about this rule having zero impact on the regulated community. And we spent a fair amount of time talking about the many benefits of the Navigable Waters Protection Rule and the importance of the exclusions and exemptions, particularly prior converted cropland.
She goes on to say that the proposed changes would be harmful for farmers and ranchers nationwide.
This proposal would greatly expand the federal government's reach over private property. And in particular, it would allow the agencies to regulate ephemeral features, ditches, low spots on a farm field. So it's incredibly concerning that federal protections and federal compliance will be associated with a low spot in a farm pasture.
With the comment period closing, the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers now turns their attention to finalizing the rule.
I would anticipate that we see a finalized rule sometime this year. If you remember back in the summer of last year, the EPA and the Corps said that they would rewrite the WOTUS definition in a two-step process. But it really remains to be seen if the agencies will embark on that step two rulemaking. And finally, most folks who are closely monitoring the WOTUS fight have turned their attention to the Supreme Court, because the High Court will be hearing the Sackett case later this year, which may provide an opportunity for the court to draw a bright line of jurisdiction.
Again, that was Courtney Briggs, the Farm Bureau Senior Director of Congressional Relations, as they continue to debate the Waters of the U.S. rule that's sitting in the U.S. Senate right now. You can find more information about this detail at fb.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now with Rusty Eck Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all? We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month per 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Supreme Court will take another shot at deciding the scope of the Clean Water Act, granting a petition to determine whether the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit set forth a proper test for determining whether wetlands are waters of the U.S. under the Clean Water Act. The new decision could be announced this summer. At stake is former Justice Anthony Kennedy's significant nexus test that allows EPA near unbridled regulatory reach. House Ag Committee Subcommittee on Conservation and Forestry held a hearing this past week to review the conservation title of the Farm Bill. In the hearing, ranking Republican member G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania stressed the importance of the conservation title keeping its name rather than being repurposed as climate title, a view with which the subcommittee chairwoman Abigail Spanberger of Virginia agreed. Republican members in the House questioned USDA's ability to deliver the $20 billion in conservation funding that President Biden is asking Congress to approve. Ranking Republican member Thompson asked if Democrats had consulted USDA on provisions in the president's $1.75 trillion budget reconciliation bill, which is currently stalled in the U.S. Senate. NRCS Chief Terry Crosby said USDA offers technical assistance to Congress when asked, but did not specify if NRCS had been consulted on that legislation.
And farm and crop insurance groups urging the White House and key congressional committees not to propose cuts to crop insurance. The White House did not call for any cuts in its fiscal year 2022 budget and is hoped that it will be repeated this year for the 2023 budget submission. Farm and crop insurance groups said in a letter that as the challenges for American farmers and ranchers continue to grow, they believe crop insurance as a safety net is only becoming more important for stability for rural America. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
The price of crop fertility is high this year, but there are several practices that can help lower your fertilizer bill. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
With Farmers Business Network, there's no need to compromise on your seed decisions. Shop FBN Direct for true quality seed that won't eat into your bottom line. Head to FBN.com/plant for seed guides. And get the lowdown on our full selection of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and more. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. That's what you'll get with Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Agoro Carbon Alliance offers farmers and ranchers across the U.S. a new revenue stream guaranteed for 10 years with upfront payments for simple practice changes like implementing no-till, cover crops, and grazing management. Providing local on-the-ground agronomic support backed by a national team of carbon farming experts. Start your carbon cropping journey today at agorocarbonalliance.com.
Farmers are figuring out how to pay for the high cost of fertilizers and understand what's ahead down the road. A lot of factors come into nitrogen management. Decreasing your investment on fertilizer may not be an option, but how do you keep that investment where it's intended? The practices you put in place can help now and down the road. Sean Hoke is the U.S. corn herbicide product lead for Syngenta. He says one way is to focus on early season weed control and increasing residual rate so weeds don't compete for light, water, nutrients, and space.
Nutrients is a key one here. We recently did some studies with the universities and internal trials. I crunched the numbers and the economic impact from letting 2 to 4 inch weeds grow before you manage them is $24 an acre at current prices. So just applying maybe a little bit earlier or even increasing your rate of your current herbicide a little bit more to control more of your weeds can have a real economic benefit this year.
Do a soil test if it's been a few years since you've done one.
There's a lot of factors that come into nitrogen management, and I really think understanding what's in your soil, making sure that you're counting what you got from the soybean crop, if that's what you had the year before. Again, keeping the fields clean, planting early. Those are all things that you can do that are in control. Even disease management and plant performance, fungicides have been shown to help increase nitrogen use efficiency.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about practices that can help reduce fertilizer costs at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Markets stay pretty consistent even after the supply and demand report came out for the month. Also, some of the latest export numbers that came out as well. So a lot of things coming out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that will break down over the next couple of days. But even with that, I mean, things stayed relatively consistent and relatively on the positive end, but not a whole lot of drastic changes once those reports were released. Over in the corn market, we're still seeing them doing relatively well with March corn up by 9¾ cents at 642, even a bushel right now. Kansas City wheat for March is also up 12 cents at 813¼. Chicago wheat moving up by 5¼ right now. Over in the bean market, still seeing some decent gains here. March beans moving further into the green, up 21½ cents right now at 15.90½. The meal for March is up $5.20 at 4.59.30. And the bean oil for March up 71 cents at 64.06. Cotton still a little bit lower today as we go through the day, with March cotton down 69 cents at 126.46. Canola in the green by 220 at 10.25 even. Over in the oats market, they've been riding a good long rally for a few weeks now, and they're seeing some decent gains today. March oats up 22 cents, sitting at 7.67¾. Livestock market, mostly higher all across the board right now. Live cattle for February up 47 cents at 142.45. We have the feeder cattle for March up 85 cents at 167.72. Lean hogs are still kind of mixed on the board, but mostly higher. February's struggling slightly as they're down 17 cents at 90.15. The April lean hogs seeing some big gains right now, 97 cents up, sitting at 104.77. U.S. dollar index today for the March down slightly, 15 cents lower at 95.48. We have 30-year bonds in the green up at 153, and 10-year notes in the positive sitting at 126.27. So we'll see what happens at the close here in just a little bit. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now at Rusty Eck Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month per 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
The American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When seeds treated with beneficial seed treatments are properly handled, they are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit www.seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
FFA is a valuable forum for learning so much about agriculture, and Western National Bank wants to thank the Wymore FFA chapter leaders for helping the Wymore area youth develop an interest in ag management and the ag industry skills. From your friends at Western National Bank in Wymore, member FDIC.
KNDY.
Just a boy in a Chevy.
and thanking God that you weren't here to see me like that. But in a box beneath my bed is a letter that you never read.
Country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.